Did you know that God is ready to speak to you today? He is. We have His holy word right here in front of us. We have a great study that is going to lead us through it. Let's prepare our hearts and minds to receive all that God has to say to us, to bring His encouragement into our lives, so we might live in the joy that comes from knowing Christ. Washed away, John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that His hour had come, and it was time to leave this world and return to His Father. He had loved His disciples during His ministry on earth, and now He loved them to the very end. It was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given Him authority over everything, and that He had come from God and would return to God. So He got up from the table, took off His robe, wrapped a towel around His waist, and poured water into a basin. Then He began to wash His disciples' feet, drying them with the towel He had around them. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to Him, "Lord, are You going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "You will never ever wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to Me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and my head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray Him. That is what He meant when He said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, He put on His robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I'm doing? You call Me teacher and Lord, and you're right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I've given you an example to follow. Do as I've done to you. I tell you the truth. Slaves are not greater than their master, nor is their messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them."